In Houston today, residents are returning to their homes a week after Hurricane Harvey slammed into Texas and stayed there, dumping feet of rain. The governor of Texas said today it'll take years for the state to recover. The water is receding in some places, but closer to the Louisiana border, people are still in crisis mode. NPR's Debbie Elliott is in West Orange, Texas. She joins us now. Hi, Debbie.
Hi there.
And you just left Beaumont, Texas, after being there all week. What are things like there now?
You know, Beaumont is still pretty cut off from the rest of the world. I barely got out of there by taking a route that went down through Port Arthur, which is also mostly underwater. But Beaumont has a health crisis underway because they have no water. Their water system was flooded. They won't be able to get to repairs until floodwaters recede. So right now, there is a city of nearly 120,000 people without drinking water, and it's been very difficult getting drinking water in because Interstate 10 is closed both ways, and all the other major routes in and out of there are just shut down.
And we've seen some pretty dramatic evacuations in Beaumont as well, including a hospital.
Right. So, yes, yesterday they evacuated about 200 patients from Baptist Hospital there using life flight helicopters and ambulances, taking them to other facilities throughout Texas and maybe even in Louisiana. They had everything from, you know, little NICU infants, new mothers, to dialysis patients who just, they had to have water to take care of these people. So that was happening. And then the city decided it wasn't safe to keep people in shelters in the city. So last night, they took all the people who had been staying in the Civic Center and put them on buses bound for San Antonio for sheltering there. So people who were probably rescued from their flooding homes came to this place for shelter, lost water, now displaced again, having to be evacuated out of Beaumont because there's no drinking water.
And people being airlifted out of Beaumont, too. I saw a woman on television this morning who was being sent to Dallas, and she said she'd never been on a plane in her life and had never been to Dallas in her life before.
Now, a lot of that is happening out of Port Arthur, south of Beaumont. The airport there has military planes that are loading people up and flying them to shelters in Dallas. And there is this just very much this sense of uncertainty for people. It's like, well, where are they? You know, this bus or this plane is going to take me somewhere where I probably have nobody. What am I going to do? I spent some time talking to people in the shelter yesterday before they were evacuated, and it was just heartbreaking to see them feeling so helpless and not knowing what the future holds.
What are things like where you are right now in West Orange, Texas?
Well, it was remarkable, the drive from Beaumont here. I drove on an elevated highway that goes between Beaumont and Port Arthur, first of all, and it gave me a little bit of an aerial view of the city of Port Arthur, which is basically underwater still. And then as I came over the Neches River, it was more of the same. Here in West Orange, Texas, I'm up on kind of a highway overpass, and the homes all around me are flooded. There's a cow that's in knee-deep water over in a field. There's storm debris everywhere. I saw a little child's, you know, toy hammer that had floated off somewhere. And this route is one of the only ways to get in and out. I'm on a state highway. You can hear the trucks going by.
Yeah.
This is the way people are getting in and out with supplies. There have been airboats going by. I saw some guys that were coming from some, you know, Everglades airboats that were coming in to try to help, that normally take tourists around on, you know, tours, and they're coming to help rescue people here. There have been trucks with pallets of water on it, but they're having to navigate like 4 feet of water to get from Interstate 10 to the east onto this highway, and then they're going to try to make their way into where the hardest hit people are. It's really difficult maneuvering in this environment.
Do you have a sense, Debbie, of where authorities are most focused at this point with all of the parts of Texas that are in trouble in different ways?
Well, it's just daunting to think about, but I think there are several things going on. So in Houston, you're turning now, I think, a little bit more toward recovery, whereas the further east you get, They're still very much in crisis mode here in Southeast Texas. It's about rescuing people, saving lives, and in the case of Beaumont, getting them out of there because there's no water. Then it will be time to start thinking about transitional housing. And 364,000 people have registered for FEMA assistance. These are people who are in crisis and needing federal assistance to survive. So now FEMA is about getting them resources, whether it's getting them in a hotel or an apartment, helping them with rent, getting them in some sort of transitional housing. That is the biggest challenge at the moment as they move out of crisis. It's how to get all these people taken care of so that they can start mucking out their homes and putting their lives back together.
That's NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting today from West Orange, Texas. Debbie, thank you so much and great reporting all week.
Thanks, Jeremy.